never let you down. I'ma shine on sight.
A lot of credit, all the credit goes to the players for sticking together, to executing a plan, to going from Zoom meetings, to driving in a building, to leaving the building and going back and forth. So all the credit goes to the players for sticking together and going out there and executing and playing in the manner in which they did.
They hate it. They're angry at us. They thought we did everything wrong. Don't put us in adversity.
Toward the left, passes to intercepted. Malcolm Butler picks it out of the air and winds his way inside the 20-yard line, down to the 16 for the Titans. Bill showing blitz from the near side. Poyer's picked up. The throw to the end zone is caught. Touchdown, Tennessee, A.J. Brown. Pressure's coming. He breaks away. He's got room to run. He's inside the 10 to the 5. End zone. Touchdown, Tannehill. Interception. Malcolm Butler. It wasn't deflected this time. He picked it right out of the air. He's still on his feet. How about that? Got his hand to the ground and braced himself along the sidelines. And he's inside the 15-yard line before Allen takes him down.
Be one of the best teams in the NFL, the Buffalo Bills.
And they are. There's no doubt about it, but you have two unbeaten teams coming in. The ball is loose, and it's picked up by Tennessee. Everything is rolling the Titans' way after 16 days where it didn't roll their way. Kareem Orr.
Come on, AJ.
Duh.
The return of the easy.
You know what it is. Control what you can control.
In a flash like that.
Man, what a night last night for the Tennessee Titans. 42-16 winners over the Buffalo Bills in a game where not many people gave them a whole lot of chance to win that game. But they come out and really dominate from start to finish. Welcome in, Robbie and Rexrode here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rexrode, Marquise Munson. Fellas, what a show put on last night by the Tennessee Titans with a shorthanded roster. Not everybody available to you in terms of your big playmakers, but they go out and they get it done 42-16. Pretty impressive last night from the Titans.
I have no idea what to expect day to day. It's always the case in this league, I think, to a certain extent, but pretty amazing stuff. You know, the funny thing about this game is, first of all, I think that Ryan Tannehill was the best player in the field. He also almost – I seriously hurt himself on that touchdown. That was,
I know,
like that play and the play that didn't count, the play that will be replayed more than anything will be the play that didn't count with Derrick Henry throwing Josh Norman.
We're going to talk about that a little bit later.
But I mean, really the Titans in some ways weren't dominated, but were actually beaten pretty soundly. They couldn't get any pass rush. They gave up 13 of 17 on third down. They couldn't get Derrick Henry going. So, like, imagine those facts being presented to you before yesterday when just about everybody already was picking them to lose. And then, oh, by the way, they're going to win by 26. I mean, it's this is turnovers, right? This is turnovers. This is three short fields, but it's also incredible efficiency and production in the red zone. It's A.J. Brown coming back. And this was definitely just an overall pretty amazing effort by the whole team, a bunch of role players who – a lot of them don't play much and won't play much moving forward. Step in, make a play here or there. All the way around, I mean, I think for the organization, a big, big moment.
Are they just going to outlaw practice now? Like the Titans are going to practice from now on all season long? You just don't need it.
I'm telling you, bad night for coaches who keep telling us how much that matters. You know, two actual practices in 16 days. One walkthrough, missing a bunch of guys, some coaches, and
you put up 42 points.
Yeah, you beat a 4-0 team by 26. So, yeah, maybe it's time to just do away with practice altogether. I'm sure some players would be okay with that.
I'm sure they probably would. Ryan Tannehill, to your point last night, Joe, I mean, just pretty incredible performance by him. And the numbers, I mean, they're not going to blow you away. 21 of 28, 195 yards. Three touchdowns, also ran for another touchdown, him running the ball last night, other than the gallop he took into the end zone where I think every Titans fan on the earth held their breath when he came down, landed awkwardly, and fell down in the end zone. Other than that, I mean, he was pretty flawless last night. Ryan Tannehill, you know, when the decks were stacked against the Titans last night, he came out and responded in a big way. And I realized, like, the defense helped out a lot. They got the ball in really good field position most of the night, and that certainly helps. But Tannehill, when there were plays out there that needed to be made, most of the time he made them. And like you said, I thought he was the best player on the field last night. He was really, really good.
Yeah, the numbers aren't going to blow anyone away. But, again, it's one of those things where, and this was certainly a case where I'm sure a lot more people watched this game than would have if it was just a normal Sunday noon kick. And so if you didn't watch the game, you came away, okay, 195 yards, 3 touchdowns, fine. But if you watch the game, and if you've been watching Ryan Tannehill for 2 years, Ryan Tannehill is right up there. I don't know where he is, but he's not tier 3. You know, the Athletic, we've got him at tier 3, and this is a GMs and other people around the league who do these rankings. They're wrong. I mean, at this point, he's not that. He's better than that. And I will say my cohort, Kyle Tucker, last night, he did throw this out in the press box after the game, which I admit I wasn't thinking of, and I think it's premature. But he said, what about Tannehill and MVP talk? And, you know, the thing about the MVP race, first of all, it's early to talk about anyone for it, really. But a lot of it has to do with team success, of course.
Yeah.
If this team has a special, special year, like majorly special year, collectively in terms of bottom line, you know, I still think there's a long way to go when you look at some of the guys who are doing spectacular things and putting up monster numbers. But he's awfully good, and he's still awfully underrated. I think more and more people are starting to wake up to that.
And on the other side, Josh Allen last night, I mean, it wasn't a bad night for Josh Allen. 26 of 41, 263, two touchdowns, two picks. One of the picks, I mean, just it wasn't on him. The other one was pretty brutal by
yes.
Josh Allen. That was a pretty bad interception he threw there. I don't know if he just misread it, but Malcolm Butler, a big night, two picks. And the one he almost brought back for a touchdown, you heard in the highlight package that Munson put together there. I thought he was going to go for a second, and that if he would have finished that off, that would have been one of the more incredible pick sixes I've ever seen. I mean,
yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It already, like, just to stay up the way he did, because it was like, that's one of those where you're like, okay, just get down. You don't want to fumble it. But he was like, he said after the game, like, hey, I used to play offense. So he likes to play some offense when he gets a chance to. Big for him to have a day like that. But yeah, you're right. The first pick, huge, just a huge start for the Titans to get that, to get the, you know, the, Allen threw it to his guy. I think it was Roberts, popped off him right to Butler, and then they quickly scored A.J. Brown. But that second one, he clearly, Josh Allen was confused on the coverage. They baited him in some way, and Butler was kind of explaining that after the game. And that's a game-changing play. You know, Josh Allen at times I thought was spectacular. I mean, the Titans threw every blitz you can throw at a guy
yeah.
and had people around him and couldn't bring him down. And on that one, the tying drive early, it's 3rd and 18, it's 3rd and 15, it's 3rd and whatever, 13 of 17 from three, and you get outgained 370-334, and you win by 26. Again, turnovers, field position, things like that. Just big plays. They made plays, you know. And A.J. Brown, too. How much of a difference does that guy make?
Tell you what, he was pretty good last night, and he looked healthy last night. Like, I'm not sure if he's 100% right now or not, but he looked good. 7 catches, 82 yards, 1 touchdown. And the thing that stood out to me, Joe, it wasn't just the catches he was making. He's going across the middle and making a lot of contested catches last night and playing with the physicality that we're used to seeing from A.J. Brown. That, to me, was the most encouraging sign of him being back, and being back healthy is the physicality he played both catching the ball and after he caught it last night. He was tough to bring down.
Yeah. So, I mean, I agree. He was, and they did. I think we talked about this yesterday. Like, they're going to get him some quick hitters and say, go, you know, and they did. They were able to kind of cut him loose on some crossers and just some quick hitters and let him go. And, he, you know, of course, the TD pass was just perfect early, the first touchdown. Some big, you know, some huge plays this game, like Khalif Raymond on a 3rd and 19,
yep.
right over the middle. I mean, he only has 2 catches, but they're both big, and he has the return. Late in the game, so it's 28-16, a 3rd down. The Bills have everything covered, and Tannehill extends the play, gets out of the pocket, gets it to Cody Hollister for his one play of the game. But honestly, that's one of the biggest plays of the game. The 28-16, you know, if you go 3 and out real quick there, I mean, you never know. I mean, it was still a frustrating night watching the Titans defensively try to get pass rush. I mean, the touchdown pass Josh Allen, his second one, I believe, yeah, to Yeldon, he absolutely stood there for 5 minutes.
Yeah, he had all day.
Like, he didn't move. He stood there. Because and then he's like, okay, I'll just wing it over the Yeldon. Like, there's still a lot of things with this team. But also, you think about what they're going to be getting here moving forward. And it's, you know, there's a chance here for this team to be pretty special.
And to that point, one sack last night for the Titans. Harold Landry finishes with a sack. They came close a couple other times. But like you said, I mean, they threw every blitz package I think you could think of.
Every DB came at some point. I
mean, at some point, they were coming towards the backfield, and they just could not get home and finish on Josh Allen. But at the end of the day, given all that, given what's happened the last 2 weeks, the COVID outbreak, everything that we've talked about, to come out and win that game, much less win it by 26, I mean, it's just pretty incredible. Like, we were talking late on the show yesterday. We were picking. We all had it close. Like, I think I was the biggest margin of victory for the Bills, and it was a touchdown. But to come out and just totally, I shouldn't say dominate, but win this game very comfortably, I just don't think any of us saw coming. And to come out and be able to do that, pretty incredible performance by the Titans yesterday.
By the way, I guess this is basically the complete reverse of the score Stillman picked. I think that's right.
It's pretty close.
I think he basically picked this exact – I think he picked 42-17
yes.
Bills. So, yeah. Listen, we talked yesterday – Joe Biscaglia, who covers the Bills for the Athletic, picked the Titans, and we're all like, but you got to remember too. So, I mean, if you're going to take this game to what does this mean overall, I think it means a ton for the Titans. I mean, I think they got something special. Let's also, when you talk about the AFC race, remember, it's not a little deal that Matt Milano and John Brown and Tre'Davious White were all not on the field. Those are three of their – well, I would say those are three of their top five players did not play last night. So keep that in mind. I mean, you take out White, what would he would have been on A.J. Brown all night.
Yes.
Right? Brown, I mean, look at the trouble they still had at times with them. Now you throw him out there with Diggs.
By the way, it was no secret last night where Josh Allen was going with the ball. He targeted Diggs 16 times.
Yeah, and I mean, and a lot of them are also quick hitters for him. How about that one where he's like about to go down? Clowney almost made that play.
Yep.
Clowney almost made a lot of plays.
Almost had a pick.
He almost had a pick late and a TD. But going the other way, and then he throws it across the field. And Josh Allen's arm is ridiculous. But so, and then put Milano out there. Of course, Jonnu Smith gets two touchdowns. What does that mean? I mean, the Bills are better than that. If I'm the Bills or a Bills fan, it's like, okay, just brush it off. Get your guys back. You're going to be fine. But it's still a big win, too, for the Titans potentially down the road to have. But you also think about the Titans and what they're going to bring back. Adoree Jackson's coming back at some point. Think about that offense with Brown, Davis, Humphreys. Think about Darrington Evans, who keeps having setbacks. But you could tell last night they were going to use him. They end up using McNichols a lot. They were going to use Darrington Evans a lot in that game. But you can project ahead with Simmons, and you hope that those edge guys get going. And this team may not have a ton of holes at some point.
It certainly – you feel, I think, a lot better today than you did heading into that game yesterday if you're a Titans fan. Even though we talked about the pass rush and there's still a lot of work to do there, I think Titans fans just were kind of, hey, let's get back on the football field and we'll figure out Houston on Sunday and go from there. And to come out and win that game – I mean, we said yesterday, the next three games, if they could go 1-2 and end up 4-2 through that stretch, you feel okay about the division at that point. Well, they've got the one. Now they've got a chance to continue to build on that as they host Houston on Sunday. When we come back, what does that win last night tell us about this Titans team and their chances to maybe make a special run of it here? Also, we'll get your reaction as well. 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025 on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 1025, The Game.
Yeah, Mike. What was the most challenging thing about this entire preparation?
I learned a long time ago, a definition of a pro is they make the hard look easy. You know, so whatever situation we're presented with, we got to all come together and make the best decision for the team each and every time. Our coaches had our players prepared and the players, responded. It's
amazing. That was Titans head coach Mike Vrabel after the big win last night against the Bills. Not an ideal circumstance for the Titans heading into the game, but they're able to find a way and get it done anyway. 42-16 winners against Buffalo. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Let's go to our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Ricky texts in. So we have half our best players out due to injury and COVID, but somehow the story is their receiver and corner being out. We are good, period. No excuses on either side. Maybe, just maybe, we're the better team and we won. Allen showed his true colors last night. He isn't this MVP caliber quarterback everyone thought he was.
That sounds like a shot at me. Yeah, that sounds like a shot at me. I don't know about. Well, first of all, let's be real here. Half the best players out for the Titans. Come on now. I mean, the Titans had some big guys out. Corey Davis is a huge loss. Jeffrey Simmons is a big absence, and that means a lot. I'm just saying, if you're talking about, it's hard to get a read on these two teams. Like, if they played in the playoffs again, I'd probably throw this game out for both of those reasons. One, the Titans had some guys, and I agree. I mean, the Titans could be really special with those guys, and we're going to talk about that this Saturday. But you can't just dismiss the Bills losing those three guys. Those three guys are going to be there for them, and that's a big reason that they are a contender. Again, that's three of their top five players.
Like, watching how Josh Norman played last night made me appreciate like how really, really good White is, because Josh Norman was awful.
Josh Norman is average at best now.
Exactly. So that, if that tells you any indication, like, this defense is not bad. This wasn't a bad defense all year. That just shows you how important White is to that secondary.
Hugely. And again, Milano, I mean, big key, like the heart of their defense. But again, that's not taking anything away, because that's also, we're also then taking into account 16 days, no practice, all this stuff, every morning, COVID-19 tests. I mean, all that stuff too. I do think that psychologically, I wrote this for The Athletic, like, it's weird to think about stuff like that, you know, like the COVID stuff and they should be punished, turning into bulletin board material. You know, like, those should be separate things.
But it's football.
But it's football. You know, and whatever it is, whatever they used, it worked. I mean, they are a close-knit locker room. I think Vrabel had, you know, the best quote of the night after the game. He's like, and I had it in my comm. I'll find it. But I can paraphrase it. Basically, you don't galvanize just when there's something bad. And you don't galvanize for a bleep show. But he didn't say bleep. I appreciate Mike Vrabel using a little profanity.
It opened up a little bit.
A little profanity in a post game. I like that. Kudos to Mike Vrabel on that. But the point there being, this is already a close team, and they have always been big on, look at what this person said, and, you know, they don't respect us. You know, athletes use that a lot. It's weird to, like, use the COVID stuff, but whatever. I mean, hey, like you said, they're football players. It's a football team. This whole episode, they clearly rallied together, and it's part of the story, you know. It's going to be part of the story that really could be something really unique this year.
Let's go back to our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Kinston text in, why are you guys constantly taking things away from the Titans? The Bills had White the last few weeks, and their defense has consistently been getting torched. We're not taking anything away from the Titans. We literally just said the Titans deserve all the credit.
What did I try to teach you guys? People only hear what they want to hear. And I think, and this is what kind of annoys me about fan bases a lot of times, and even I'm even stating the facts for even the Lakers case of, like, every time, like, your team wins, like, you always got to pull stuff like, oh, they doubted us. They don't believe in us. They never believed in us. And they want us to lose and all this. That they want to have that mentality so bad that they're now starting to reach for negative comments about the Titans. And guess what? We're going to talk negative about the Titans today, because there's some things that they did bad in that game that probably should not happen for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just, look, again, it's not, I mean, it isn't a tremendous overall effort, performance. Again, a lot of people thought, like, there's just no chance for them to even compete in this game. So, yeah, not taking anything away. My point with the Bills is you have to objectively look at them, and if we're talking about this down the road, and we may be talking about this game again, the Bills can look way different and better than that. That's a good point that their defense has not been great. Their offense has been spectacular. Their defense has not been great. But if I'm the Bills, I feel way better. And look, Tre'Davious White's one of the top five corners in the league.
Yes.
Matt Milano's a terrific, you know, you feel a lot better if you have those guys if you're the Bills. Does it matter last night? Maybe it doesn't at all. I mean, maybe, you know, because you had those picks and you had the Raymond return, because the Titans were just so good in the red zone, it doesn't matter.
And if you're the Titans, like, you probably feel better. Like, if you get Corey Davis and Adam Humphries back in the red zone too, and just imagine how efficient you were last night with those guys out. Like, Adam Humphries, he's a big loss. Like, yes. He's a guy that's basically automatic on third. Like, if it's third and six and you need to get 6 yards, Adam Humphries can get you 6 yards. I mean, it's very rare that somebody can cover him for that, especially if the line gives Tannehill any sort of time. You're not covering Adam Humphries for that long. So if you're the Titans, I think you feel great about what you were able to do last night in the red zone, and then look ahead to if you see them again down the road. They didn't see you with Adam Humphries. What happens then?
Right. No question. And Corey Davis. Corey Davis has been playing great. He'll be back. Look, if you want to talk about the run game last night, we thought maybe they'd be able to really get it. They never got it going. Not really. I mean, they got. I shouldn't say that. They got it going. They got some good stuff in the second half to possess the ball. But 19 for 57 for Henry. Don't forget, Mykole Pruitt, big part of the running game. Kari Blassing game. Doesn't get a lot of snaps, but he's effective when he's in there. So you take those two guys out of the running game, that's also something to keep in mind. When they have the full complement, you know, everything looks good. We still have to see, you know, if they can get that four-man pass rush. I mean, I think, you know, with Simmons, you hope that obviously Clowney does more and gets home. And Vic Beasley, I thought last night at times, got close. But, you know, Landry had a big sack. That was a big play too. Harold Landry in there in a flash. But that's, to me, still the one thing you look at. But everything else, it's trending to be really strong for this team.
So what did the way they responded, not even just the performance itself on the field, but the way they responded, came out there basically a walkthrough and a practice day before you're playing the game. What did that tell you about this team and maybe what they could do down the road here and taking the big picture in mind with the Titans?
Yeah, I mean, I think I think they're going to be a tough out if at all. You know, so much of this is still health, and it's such a long way to go on that front. You know, Taylor Lewan last night. I mean, Taylor Lewan, you know, he's in the injury tent, and he comes out, and then they are just yanking that arm, that right arm.
Yeah.
Which is obviously, you know, a sign of a shoulder thing, you know, sort of popping it out is what it looked like. And then he didn't play the rest of the half, came out and played the second half. But there's a guy obviously you need, you know. You need Adoree Jackson back, and that could make such a difference for that secondary if you have Fulton growing. I mean, think about the defense with Simmons, with Fulton, you know, improving as a rookie, with Adoree Jackson out there. I mean, Malcolm Butler had a kind of bounce back night. Look, those guys did a good job. Like, Chris Jackson made a couple big plays. Mm-hmm. Jonathan Joseph is going to get picked on if he's on the field. But he also made some plays too. But they can be so much better in the secondary. I think they should not be a bad rush defense team. Last night they were much better. And I think it's a team that really didn't care to run the ball, so you got to keep that in mind. The numbers got inflated by that one late run. No, I think this team can be right there for a run. You know, an interesting thing about that, Robbie, is yesterday we also get word of, like, the NFL talking about this playoff bubble, you know. So this is the year, like, the Titans could be looking at multiple, maybe, home games, and then maybe it doesn't happen.
Yeah. Hopefully we're in a much better situation, but who knows what's going to happen by then. Like, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, so
who knows
what happens by then. Let's go back to our text line. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Brandon from Spring Hill text in, will the Titans offense and defense keep looking as beautiful as Robbie's bald head for the rest of the season, barring any major injuries?
Shiny. Right,
that's a pretty high bar, I'll be honest with you.
That is. Is that a?
I don't know if that's a fair standard to hold him to.
Is that a reference to, did you do, now you did a pre-show video, but you had.
Hats on the head.
The hat still stayed on the head.
Yeah.
So it's not like you showed it off for the pre-show video.
No, but the, look.
But we all know how beautiful it is.
Yeah, there's.
There's video evidence.
There's video evidence of the bald head.
Yeah. That's a good question. You know, it's that's a high standard to live up to. I will say that. And the Titans, have a lot of pieces that can make it even more beautiful.
They do. We'll see if they can continue to build on that. Let's go back to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Steve from the borough texted in, what do you guys think about the protection for Tannehill in the game last night?
Yeah, that was great. I mean, it was tremendous, you know. And I'm trying to think how many times he, you know, there were a lot of quick hitters. He got the ball out fast a lot. But there are also other times where he stood in there and the pocket held. And there were other times that they got a little something and he got outside the pocket. And he made some big runs. I mean, that's the thing with Tannehill. I think he ran for 42 yards.
Yep.
You know, ran 42 yards. Of course, he had that touchdown and the, like, don't ever do that again, jump up in the air. Like if you watch the replay, like, that right knee buckles.
I know.
And I've seen that before. In fact, it was a Lions linebacker who did this a few years ago, if you remember this play.
Well, if Tannehill was a Lions quarterback, he would have definitely gotten hurt last night on that.
Yeah, exactly. But, no, I thought the protection was great. No sacks for the Bills. Again, like, the running game, I will say, like, I thought Derrick Henry a couple times, I thought he had something and he didn't get it. And he didn't look maybe quite as explosive on a few times. You know, but you didn't have that run game. You're missing all these people, including like a guy like Pruitt sometimes is a protection guy too. And, that passing game was so efficient and it starts up front. It really does. And when Lawan was out, Ty Sobrio, by the way, is a guy who he's doing the job. Dennis Kelly was really good last night, you know, yeah, they didn't have any big issues, and the Bills do have a good front. So that's probably one of those underrated aspects of this game.
When we come back, we'll get into the highlight of the night, another just insanely disrespectful moment from Derrick Henry coming at the expense of Josh Norman last night. We'll talk about that. But first, Joe, you've got a word from FanDuel, which you have become an expert in.
There goes my mute.
You're not an expert in the
microphone. Expert in mute buttons, but yes, I am an expert in FanDuel. And I'd like to tell you, Tennessee, that sports betting is almost here. So FanDuel Sportsbook, giving you an exclusive offer to get you started. They're giving users $50 in free bets just for signing up. $50 free site credit. You register and verify early. There's no deposit required. I have done this. It is very user-friendly. The app is loaded with fun games to play, and it's very easy to do. FanDuel is America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They have odds on all the biggest sports. They've got a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for and lock it in. And unlike other sports books, when you win, FanDuel gets you your cash in as little as 24 hours because it's the right thing to do. So the right thing for you to do right now, download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Check out this fantastic app for yourself. And when you sign up and register, use promo code Joe, J-O-E, so they know we sent you. You verify your account, you get $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. So promo code Joe, get $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. And, of course, this is for those who are 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable. It expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. And for gambling problem support, call 800-889-9789.
We'll be right back on Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Norman could reconsider whether or not he wanted to play again.
Derek, talk about, I know the play got called back by a penalty, but talk about what happened on the stiff arm play, because it seems to be a big hit on social media for sure.
I've been doing too many curls, so I gotta lay off the arms.
Derek Henry, been doing too many curls out there. You know, we all have that problem. Too many curls done in the gym by me lately.
Second best quote of the night after awesome. Vrabel's bleep show quote.
Kudos
to Derrick.
I thought there would be legitimate consideration by Josh Norman to retire at halftime. I really thought that there was, you know what, that's it. I'm just not coming back out for the second half, because there's really nothing you can do after that to redeem yourself. Like, I know the play didn't count. That's fine. That was one of the most disrespectful stiff arms I've ever seen in my entire life. And we've seen a few from Derrick Henry. That one is by far my favorite.
By the way, Josh Norman, now, Did they play the Washington football team here last year? Or was that
2 years ago?
So that was 2 years ago. So his last two trips here, last night, I don't care that the play didn't count. I mean, it's like I've seen the replay of it 20 times since the end of the night, and I slept for a few hours in there too. I mean, right now, it's just all over the place. But Josh Norman, last time he was here, if anybody remembers, like Luan went over to him and was doing like the bow and arrow thing, and they almost got in a fight. Yeah. And like the Redskins totally blew that game. The team formerly known as the Redskins blew that game. So tough go for him. Also, I will say for Twitter, and I don't know if this is Vulcan Vol at Vulcan Vol, if this is his original or not, but I just retweeted it. The meme of Josh Norman, who's totally horizontal when Derrick Henry throws him. You know, I mean, it's like he's levitating. And then someone put in the picture one of those dumb folding tables that Bill's Mafia likes to blast through.
It was the greatest thing ever.
That's where Twitter is a magical place.
It really was. That's the 1% of Twitter that I live for. Let's go to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. CD text in, breaking news, Josh Norman spotted passing by Jupiter following Henry's stiff arm there. Oh, man, it was so everybody talks about, you know, the playoff game against Baltimore with Derrick Henry turning, why am I blanking?
Earl Thomas.
Why am I blanking on his name? Earl Thomas into a fullback at that point, which was great. Look, that one's pretty good, too. I like that one.
Yes.
This one was just straight-up disrespect. That's what it was, and it was awesome. I loved every second of it.
It also reminded me a little, not that his stiff arms are the same, but, you know, the Mariota stiff arm of a Barry Church,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. Right, actually, in the exact same part of the field, too, so that's part of why it probably reminded me of it, like the vantage point for the press box.
It's like stiff arm corner over there, yeah.
Yeah, but obviously, it's hard to top those stiff arms he had on the 99-yard run.
He topped it last night.
But, yeah, just the fact that he just lifted him. I mean, it really was like he was a rag doll. I mean, boy. And again, so, I mean, I'm sure Josh Norman's like, that play didn't even count. Yeah, it doesn't matter, man.
You got to retire.
It does not matter. That play will be replayed like so many times now, and it's a tough way to go out, Josh.
And we've seen it, so we've got TVs on here in the studio, and like the first thing they showed on Good Morning Football on the NFL Network was just that play on repeat. Like they showed it like 12 times in a row.
Yeah.
And it's going to be there all day.
The play, yeah, a play that didn't count.
That didn't count, had no impact on the game whatsoever.
42-16 game.
But it was awesome.
Yeah. So, and that was the moment of the night for Derrick Henry. You know, obviously he got in the end zone early, late. He got another one. So for the fantasy owners of Derrick Henry, you know, you feel fine the fact that you get two TDs out of it. I was surprised that they didn't get more going with the run game. Right now he's sitting at 3.7 a carry this year. So that's one thing if you just want to nitpick things that can get better. But that's one of those things that you feel like will get better as long as he's healthy. But that's certainly one of them, the run game.
Yeah, but you know what? I'll take an average run night last night if I get to watch that stiff arm on repeat. I mean, it was so awesome. I just loved it.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
It was pretty great. I'm doing the math right now. So he 19 carries. That is a big
Yeah, didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, that's a big reduction, you know, for him. And again, I think the plan last night was to get those. Well, it's to get Evans especially involved. Yeah. Didn't work out. But they still got McNichols involved more.
Let's go back to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Ben texted in, would y'all knock on the A.J. Green door? A.J. Green, the one he just got hurt this past weekend. I don't know how serious it is. But
talking trade deadline,
talking trade deadline.
Here.
I probably wouldn't do that.
If you give me like a bag of Cheetos and like a pair of Jordans, I will give you AJ Green.
Wow.
You talking on your fantasy team?
Well, no, I'm talking.
Or just in general?
I'm talking about in general, in real life. Maybe a pack of Skittles, too. And a coffin for Josh Norman's career after last night. Because we don't want to go. Like, the Titans don't want to go buy it, you know, because they're probably pretty expensive. So if the Bengals want to offer up, you know,
free coffin.
A free coffin, like, you know, for Josh Norman, then, you know, we'll take AJ. We'll take AJ Green in Tennessee.
Has it gone that bad for AJ Green?
Yes.
Yeah. He's
his last game.
It's a pretty steep fall off.
Like
here.
The game before he got hurt, he had like one reception for 3 yards. Like,
and
he,
of course,
he's gotten that bad. Well, and I love AJ Green. Like Georgia AJ Green, like all throughout his career with Andy Dalton. Like, I love AJ Green, but this year he's just been awful. I hope he bounces back. I hope he proves me wrong and is able to laugh in my face in a year from now. But as of right now, he's kind of like a diversion.
Yeah, a lot of people making a big deal of that pick, too, if anybody saw that, where he didn't go for it, then he didn't go for the tackle, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I guess if you're talking trade deadline for the Titans, is that – I guess that probably makes sense, I guess, if they're, you know, going to look at something, like maybe a receiver, you know. But I think they feel pretty good about things if they get everybody back and Khalif Raymond's their four. Khalif Raymond's fine as your four.
Let's go back to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Josh texts in, on the last touchdown from Tannehill, do y'all think he passed the line of scrimmage? I said no, but a buddy of mine says yes.
It was close. Didn't matter, but
I mean, it was real close. I will say,
it stood. It was not confirmed. It stood.
It was. If you watch it on TV, there's a replay out there showing the CBS broadcast, and Tannehill's like a yard past the line. But the line, if you go and look at it, it's not lined up to where the chains are. Like, the graphic is just off on that play. So that's gotten Bills fans, I mean, they are just all upset after last night for a multitude of reasons. But they were really mad about the Tannehill thing, even though they were down, what, 35-16?
Well, but wouldn't they be most mad about the fact that the Titans just threw there at all? You know? Maybe. I mean, as soon as I saw it, I was like, man, what's going on? Vrabel got a problem with McDermott over here? By the way, that handshake, man.
It was quick.
The Vrabel after a win handshake. And I don't think – at first I thought, it like, does he hate Doug Marrone, like some of these that have happened? You know, like – but honestly, he's just doing his duty, and he's just sprinting to the tunnel.
He even did it with Belichick.
To greet his players. Yeah. Right. So, I mean, it's – I mean, I guess if you do it every time, then people get used to it. But it's funny. It's like a touch the hand and run. You know, it's like a relay race or something.
Out. Oh, man. Let's go back to our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Got a text that says, any word on the Darrington Evans injury? He went for a cut block, maybe overshot it a bit, and ended up taking a big knee to the midsection. I said broken ribs as soon as I saw it. Hope he's okay. P.S. Stillman predicted Bills 41-17.
Yes.
Nice parting shot.
Oh, we've already brought that up, and we will again. I don't think that's it. I think it's still the hamstring based on what they were doing with him on the sideline. And during the game, he was on that bike. I mean, if you messed up your ribs, no one's saying go get on the bike. I mean, that's a keep soft tissue loose exercise. So I think with Evans, it's tough too because you have a hamstring and then you have all this time off and then it flares back up on you. That's what I think happened. But it's definitely some kind of a leg thing. I mean, they had him on the bike keeping loose. So is there another one to go with that? Maybe, but I think it's lower body.
When we come back, A.J. Brown looked like he was in top form again last night for the Titans. How much of a difference does that make for this offense as they head down the stretch here? We'll talk about that. Also continue to get your reaction as well to a big Titans win. 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. On our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. That's coming up next. But first, hope, health, and connection during these unsteady times. It's never been more important for all of us to have these in our lives, but it's even more important for our children and teens. So please join STARS for an important virtual campaign. Cherish the hope, health, and connection of our young people. This 6-week campaign will launch on Monday, October 19th, and run until Tuesday, December 1st, which is Giving Tuesday. Please follow the campaign and celebrate all the incredible ways STARS provides hope, health, and connection within our community. All proceeds raised will go directly to their school-based prevention and mental health counseling services, as well as their intensive outpatient adolescent treatment program. To learn more, please go to starsnashville.org. That's starsnashville.org. We'll be right back on Robbie and Rex Show on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
What was it like to be back and to be able to make such a big contribution right out of the gate?
It was everything, to be honest. You know, I was battling an injury, a lot of uncertainty during that injury. I didn't know when I was going to be back. I just put it in God's hand. And tonight, just tell myself, just be bold, be courageous, and let God handle the rest. You know, and it made place for the team.
Big night last night for A.J. Brown coming back in and playing for the Titans for the first time since the opening week in Denver. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rexrode, you're on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rexrode, Marquise Munson reacting to a big Titans win last night, 42-16 against the Buffalo Bills to move to 4-0 on the season. And fellas, A.J. Brown last night, 7 catches, 82 yards, 1 touchdown, 9 targets on the night from A.J. Brown. Or from Ryan Tannehill to A.J. Brown. We knew that him and Jonnu Smith, from a receiving standpoint, were going to be the focus. They were. Jonnu Smith ends up with 2 touchdowns, 5 catches, 40 yards. But A.J. Brown, we talked about it a little bit earlier in the show, he just looked back and healthy last night. He just looked like a guy who wasn't afraid to go across the middle, wasn't afraid to get in there and make some contested catches. And once he caught the ball, I mean, he is a tough guy to bring down. I tell you, you start looking around the league at, like, receivers that you hate tackling, he has got to be towards the top. I mean, he just runs angry with the ball.
Yeah, there was one time on the sideline that they showed him, and it looked like he was wincing a little bit in pain, you know. But, I mean, that could be anything. Obviously, he's had something that's taking him out for a while, and it goes back to camp even at times. He left the field, missed some time, knee bothering him a little bit, but he was tough, and you're right. I mean, it's just we really haven't seen everything all working together in this offense, but I thought that was awfully impressive. Even the timing, like even the first touchdown, mostly that was a great throw, but it was also a great move by Brown on poor Josh Norman, by the way. Victimized Josh Norman. Rough night for Josh. But great stutter stop and go, and then unbelievable pass by Tannehill. So some of the timing on some of these things was really impressive given the lack of practice.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy to think about. Like, you know, you haven't really been on the field in 2 weeks, and you're able to come out there and you still got timing. And A.J. Brown's been out. Like, it's not like Tannehill's used to throwing the ball this year anyway to A.J. Brown. That was the most impressive part to me is you didn't really see a whole lot of just mix-ups last night with the Titans, which I'll be honest, I expected a little bit of that coming into the game.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you look at the target situation here. 9 for A.J. Brown. Jonnu Smith gets 7. He gets 5 catches and the 2 touchdowns. You know, another great pass, to finish in the red zone for Tannehill there for that second touchdown for Jonnu Smith. And then 5 targets for Firkser. He had just 3 catches for 19. But then everybody else is either 1 or 2 targets, kind of just mixing around. But Cody Hollister gets a catch. Nick Westbrook, he catches the pass that comes to him. He gets 7 yards. So you kind of like working it around and getting a little bit from everybody. But obviously you're leaning heavily on A.J. Brown. And I think it's got to be exciting for Titans fans to think about. You talked earlier about Adam Humphries. He's going to be back. Maybe. I would think, and that's the next question, and we can pivot forward here. So, hey, there's a game coming up in a short week right now against the Texans. I think Humphries being available for that game is definitely probably likely, I would say, or at least certainly possible. You know, you got to consider ramp up and all that stuff. But then think about eventually when they get that complement of guys, Davis, Brown, Humphries, the way they're playing together with Jonnu, pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. And by the way, we haven't even mentioned yet, they did take Christian Fulton and Kamale Correa off the COVID-19 list yesterday. They were not active, but they were taken off the list. So good news there. You feel pretty good about them being available for Sunday at this point, I would say.
And, of course, you hope if you're the Titans and if you're Titans fans that the daily watch now shifts from, you know, hoping for no positives in the mornings to around 3 o'clock every day, who's coming off the list. But Christian Fulton is a big thing, by the way, just for this next game, to have him, you would think, available. Now, if Humphries were to come off like today, because that's about the timing of it, he could also be available. But I would say for the Steelers game, again, if it all goes well and this is behind them, then they should have the whole crew.
So as you look ahead with this receiving core, I mean, let's think about this for a second. There is yet to be a time this season where both A.J. Brown and Corey Davis have been on the field together while both were healthy. Like Corey Davis, even in the first game, he had a hamstring injury.
Right.
So I'm interested to see what this Titans offense can look like. if both of those guys can get back and get healthy. Like, I don't know about Corey Davis' status for Sunday. Like, it's still probably pushing it a little bit because he was later on the COVID list.
Yeah, I would but be like, surprised.
Starting in Pittsburgh, like, having both those guys healthy at the same time, if Corey Davis continues to play the way that he's played so far this year, that's a 1-2 tandem the Titans hadn't had in a long time. A long time.
I mean, you wonder at some point if the way Tannehill's playing, and then you think about that, and teams, you know, the teams they play know what they're looking at. You wonder if at some point the passing game kind of flips it and makes it easier to run the ball a little bit. Because I still watch these games, and there's just so much focus defensively on, and I totally understand it, on stopping Derrick Henry. And I think even just the rallying to the ball and tackling him, teams are just so focused on not letting him dominate a game. But you wonder at some point if it gets a little easier for him because of that passing game and how Tannehill's playing. I'm looking today. I'm seeing some stuff in Florida. People talking about the Dolphins blew it. Like Dolphins are mad about, like, all of a sudden they're like, wait, Tannehill was really good. Yeah. We didn't realize it. He's just the way he's playing. Again, I keep going back to it. If I'm going to list all the reasons that you like this team and it could be special, I think you start with him. And then, like you said, you think about what this passing game could be with all those guys, with the protection he's getting, and with all those guys on the field. It could be pretty scary for other teams.
Yeah, it could. And the balance that they are getting at right now offensively, I mean, that's what you want as an offensive coordinator. To your point, I mean, everybody on defense, they're still terrified of Derrick Henry. And you understand it. That's going to be the case, I think, as they continue to move along here. But if Tannehill and this offense, they can continue to move the ball through the air. And even, like, you know, when plays break down, like they did a couple times last night, and Tannehill gets outside and grabs you 10, 15 yards on the run. Like, it's stuff like that, that if that keeps happening as a defensive coordinator, you look around and at some point, like, okay, well, like, what do we do here? Like, they've got so many weapons. Tannehill's playing so well right now. And to your point, if you're a D coordinator and you switch things up and you start to play a little bit more for the pass with A.J. Brown coming back, Corey Davis eventually getting back in there, Adam Humphries as well, that opens up Derrick Henry. And if you're the Titans and Arthur Smith, I mean, you've got a whole lot of options at that point.
I mean, I'm trying to think if, like, did Tannehill throw a bad pass last night?
I don't remember one.
Like, I know A.J. Brown dropped one that he probably should have had. Firkser, there was a really good pass breakup on a third down, on a quick out to Firkser. I mean, he must have been errant on something that I'm just not – I mean, maybe
– I mean, he's 21 of 28, so there's not a whole lot of options.
He threw a couple away, but, I mean, yeah. You think about, like, the third and 19 rope to Khalif Raymond. We talked earlier about keeping a play alive and getting one to Hollister. That big, big play in the game, really. Taking a huge hit on one of their TD drives and getting it to A.J. Brown on a crosser. He's so, again, I'm going to give Kyle Tucker credit because he's the first person to put it in my mind, okay? And I think it's way too early anyway, and I think there's a lot of people to you'd have to leapfrog because, like, right now, Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers, right? But Tannehill's numbers and this team at 4-0, I mean, he's somebody that you start thinking about at least a little bit. And at least beyond that, just we got to, all these people who are like, oh, that Tannehill revert going into the year.
I don't think so.
I think a lot of us around here are like, we watched a lot of weeks of him last year. I think you guys are wrong. There should be some acknowledging right now that people haven't really been watching him closely enough.
Let's go back to our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Ty text in, he did miss Firkser deep.
That's right.
That now.
Good
so
call.
There is one.
Yep, that's right. And that was a tough throw. Yeah, you would have really had to drop that in the bucket. But yeah, it's true. He was long on that one. So
got him.
But yeah, I mean, and again, this is, we've talked about it. The Bills missing some key guys, but still a good defense. And you are playing with one receiver who on your team who you want to be on the field all the time, you know, and it's just you're just out there
scored 42 points.
Yeah, just cutting a team up. Hey, let me throw you this stat real quick. Well, I don't have it in front of me. I will throw it at you next time.
That was a great tease you had there, Retro.
That's a tease for you. See, I'm good at teases, too.
That was nice. When we come back, we'll continue the Titans discussion. Is there still a big area of concern with this team, even after a big win and a 4-0 start? We'll get to that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, live from the Wholesale Link Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.